Aisha, I know that you love a study.
I do.
Love a bit of science.
I do.
I've heard a scientific study floating around in the news, actually, because we listen to the news, because we're sitting right here when it plays. I heard something in the news, and I want you to tell me what you think of this, Keish.
And childbirth researchers reckon if women in labour just think positive, it might not hurt as much.
That was in the news at the very end of last week. That was in the news on Friday last week. And I had to listen back to it to check if it was real.
Women in childbirth, if you just think positive,
might not hurt as much. Now,
who's come up with this?
This has come out of a study from La Trobe University. I think it's La Trobe University in Melbourne. So just down the road, group of scientists done this study. And I've done a little bit of digging, Keisha. They've only spoken to 40 women to do this study.
Not a great sample size.
And I don't even know which women they would have spoken to who would have gone, yeah, if only I'd thought more positively about, like
I haven't birthed a child.
No.
But I've heard it's a pretty painful experience. It's not something I've gone through as of yet. Can't really imagine how I'd feel if after I'd given birth and gone through the most immense pain a human body can actually go through. Can't really imagine how I'd feel if someone came up to me and said, did you hear about the study that said if you just think positive, it doesn't hurt?
Can you imagine being a husband? Like, imagine me if I was a husband and you're there and you're holding your wife's hand and she's doing the breathing and you go, hey, babe, just remember the study. You would rip your face off.
Deservedly so, I would say.
Now, I heard this and I was in hysterics. And I'm about as far removed as you can possibly be.
Because yeah, you're never going to go through childbirth.
I don't have a long-term partner. I haven't been through it. I haven't been anywhere near it. And I was in hysterics. I have an idea, Keisha.
Yeah.
We found out which university team it was that did this study.
Yeah.
I would like to send them something.
Oh, like a feedback on their study?
Yes. I would like to make, like we make a lot of the sound effects and stuff here behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to make them a little audio package of some women and what they think of the study.
Like a message to send back to them.
A message for the scientists.
Leave it on their voicemail machine.
So 13, 12, 16, if you are a woman who has given birth, I would like your thoughts on this study. We've got Alana on the line from Kangaroo Flat. Alana, what's your message for the researchers?
They need to get out of the research field because that is ridiculous.
Do you have children, Alana?
I do. I have three.
Okay. And what was the birthing process like and how positively were you thinking?
not very positively when you're going through that much pain.
If my
husband had have said to think positive, I would have punched him in the face.
Okay, wonderful, your feedback Alana. Has been taken on board. Okay. Thank you very much,
we'll
Alana.
Jot that down. That will be passed on to the researchers. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for your help. We've also got Emma on the line from White Hills. Emma, what's your feedback for the researchers?
Hi, I had a baby 8 weeks ago. It's impossible to think positive when the midwives are telling you that your child's in distress every 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what was the physical feelings
just
that you were going
that
through
sensation
like?
For us, yeah.
I was having a panic attack because I thought I was losing my baby because they said the word distress a million times.
Wow. Okay.
And like not only that, but you would have also been in physical distress. Mm. You were giving birth to a child.
Was your baby healthy? Was everything okay at the end of the day?
Oh, yeah,
she
came
Emma?
Out fine
okay,
and everything.
Let's just do a little role play, Emma. So you are going through that. You're in that distress. You're in that physical pain. Hey, Emma, just think positively for me, please.
Oh, I'd have killed you. I already told them several times when they tried to change my bed sheets to get lost.
Okay. Thank you for that feedback, Emma.
Okay.
Your feedback has been noted.
And we will pass it on to the researchers. I appreciate that. Also joining us from Long Gully is Felicity. Now, Felicity,
what's your feedback?
Quick, snap poll. How would you have felt if someone told you during childbirth to just think positive?
Yeah, give us what's your feedback.
I would have dragged my labouring body off the bed and held them down and told them while I'm slapping rubber bands on their stomach to think positive.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is a bit of negativity, actually, here, Felicity. Are you saying that the think positive method might not work?
I'd like to meet the person who apparently says it does work, because I'd really like to understand how they came to that scenario.
For legal reasons, we can't put you and them in the same room.
But Felicity, how many of these researchers do you reckon would have given birth based on their conclusions?
What are your thoughts on that, Emily?
I'm not sure, but I had midwives telling me while I was labouring to do this and to do that, and I was like, have you had any children? They're like, no, and I'm like, shut up.
And then you know nothing.
Okay. Thank you so much, Felicity. Your details have been taken down and they're going to be passed on. And for their health and safety, you will be kept very, very far away from them in person.